What if everything you've been told about wealth and spirituality is backwards? For centuries, we've absorbed the message that money corrupts, that business is somehow less noble than charity, that pursuing prosperity means compromising your soul. Yet here's a radical thought. What if creating wealth is itself a spiritual act? What if the very pursuit of business success, done right, brings you closer to your highest purpose rather than further from it? This isn't some New Age prosperity gospel or motivational fluff. It's ancient wisdom, tested over millennia, that's producing remarkable results for those brave enough to challenge conventional thinking. The principle is deceptively simple. Every honest business transaction creates a moment of mutual benefit where both parties walk away better off. The buyer receives something they value more than their money. The seller receives money they value more than their product. In that exchange, something transcendent happens. Two human beings connect, create value from thin air, and participate in something larger than themselves. Your morning coffee purchase, your software subscription, your consulting contract, each represents this sacred dance of mutual benefit. When we grasp this truth, work transforms from drudgery into meaning, and profit becomes evidence of service rather than exploitation.
The typical entrepreneur's approach, identify your strengths, create a product, find customers, has it backwards. Sustainable wealth begins with an uncomfortable shift, becoming obsessively focused on other people's needs before your own. This isn't self-sacrifice. It's recognizing a fundamental economic truth. Money flows toward those who solve problems. Steve Jobs recognized people's frustration with clunky mobile experiences. Amazon relentlessly focused on customer convenience, not what Jeff Bezos wanted to sell. When you genuinely understand what keeps clients awake at night, what frustrates colleagues, what challenges your community faces, you position yourself to create unique value. That specialized understanding becomes your competitive advantage, not because you're smarter or work harder, but because you've invested in truly seeing and serving others. This approach creates sustainability. Your reputation grows organically, referrals multiply without aggressive marketing, and opportunities appear that you never directly pursued. This isn't karma. It's the practical outcome of aligning yourself with how human commerce actually works. We're never truly satisfied. Achieve one goal, and immediately we're reaching for the next. This restlessness isn't a flaw. It's our design. Humans possess boundless imagination and infinite potential for growth. A lion with a full belly has met its needs completely. But humans, we're designed for continuous expansion, perpetual creation, endless becoming. This explains why companies that stop innovating eventually die, while those that keep pushing boundaries remain vital. Consider Richard Lemieux, who went from homelessness to successful author with Breakfast at Sally's, or Holocaust survivors like William Konar and Nathan Chappelle, who rebuilt their lives and created thriving businesses after unimaginable trauma. That setback you're facing, it's not the final word on your potential. It's an invitation to tap into capacities you haven't yet discovered. Your desires for growth aren't character flaws to suppress, but reflections of your design to embrace.
Successful enterprises thrive on connection, a principle woven into reality itself. From subatomic particles bonding to create matter, to ecosystems supporting life, everything flourishes through relationship. Companies treating transactions as isolated events limit their potential. Those building genuine communities, Starbucks creating third places, Apple fostering loyal users, position themselves for sustainable success by facilitating human connections, not just selling products. This perspective transforms business creation into elevated contribution. Creating meaningful employment empowers people to build sustainable futures, support families, develop skills, and contribute their gifts, a ripple effect extending across generations far beyond traditional charity. The Hebrew word for friend, chaver, comes from a root meaning obligation, revealing a profound truth. Genuine relationships involve mutual responsibility.
real bonds form through exchanging favors and mutual support, staying late to help colleagues, making crucial introductions, referring new business. These acts create invisible infrastructure supporting all meaningful success.
We live in an information-obsessed culture that treats knowledge as the ultimate currency. Got a problem? Google it. Need a skill? Take an online course. Yet this emphasis misses something crucial. Life isn't primarily about what you know, it's about who you are. Consider how often you know exactly what you should do, but fail to act accordingly. You know you should save money, exercise regularly, follow through on commitments. This gap between knowledge and action reveals that information alone is insufficient. What you need is character, the self-discipline, integrity, and strength of will to align your behavior with what you know to be right. Each time you follow through despite inconvenience, choose honesty when dishonesty offers advantage, or persist through challenges, you strengthen your character foundation. The resistance you face isn't just something to overcome, it's the very means by which you develop necessary strength. This explains why highly knowledgeable or talented individuals fail to achieve their potential. Without character to support their gifts, they falter when facing challenges. Meanwhile, individuals with strong character earn trust, the currency that makes people naturally choose you over less trustworthy alternatives. Most of us resist change instinctively, clinging to familiar methods even when circumstances demand evolution. Yet those who navigate change effectively position themselves to thrive regardless of circumstances. The key lies in distinguishing between purpose and method. Your ultimate goals, creating value, serving others, building meaningful relationships, remain constant. The specific approaches must evolve. Consider General Joab from King David's army, facing battle on two fronts. He adapted his approach by dividing his forces strategically. His flexibility in method, while maintaining clarity of purpose, led to victory. Netflix maintained its purpose of providing convenient entertainment while pivoting from DVD delivery to streaming. Amazon remained focused on customer convenience while expanding from books to every product category. Both succeeded by remaining flexible in approach while staying true to core purpose. Think of life as a video rather than a photograph. A snapshot captures only a moment, missing the trajectory that gives it meaning. Focusing too narrowly on present circumstances without considering broader patterns leads to short-sighted decisions. The most difficult circumstances often contain seeds of greatest advances, if you have wisdom to recognize them and courage to nurture them. Ancient wisdom and modern commerce aren't enemies. They're partners waiting to dance. When you align spiritual principles with business practices, success becomes sustainable, wealth becomes meaningful, and work becomes worship. The path forward? Shift from getting to giving. Invest in relationships with genuine care. Develop integrity, discipline, and perseverance. Embrace your infinite capacity for growth while remaining adaptable. Build financial literacy as spiritual stewardship. Most importantly, recognize that making money through honest service is sacred. Every transaction that benefits both parties, every job created, every problem solved, these aren't compromises of your values, but expressions of them. You don't have to choose between prosperity and purpose, between wealth and wisdom, between doing well and doing good. Your next chapter begins with one decision. See business not as necessary evil, but as canvas for creativity, contribution, and connection. The ancient secrets are timeless truths waiting for you to claim them. What will you create?